Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 43. And today I'm actually going to talk more about kind of what's been going on this week and the excitement I've got with something coming up. So, as most of you know, I've been kind of had the Empowerment Coach brand, if you like, or the persona or the name, whatever you want to call it. I've had it for a wee while. I came up with it probably a couple of years ago. And it's been a massive journey to kind of get here, if you like. It's been a massive journey to kind of figure out what am I doing with it? Like, what is happening with it? Where do I want to go with it? Obviously, I spent a period of time in residential care, but after I studied loads about mental health and mindset and the brain and trauma in the brain and all that sort of stuff, I was like so invested in helping people. And I suppose having that early intervention as well, I think that's absolutely key. Like, prevention is better than cure as well. And I think a lot of the stuff that I have experienced or I have went through or I have uncovered as I've done all the kind of work on myself is a lot of my stuff stems back to being a teenager and the trials and tribulations that come with that. And some of it does also, of course, stem back to my childhood as well. So I think it's And I remember when I done my NLP course, I was like, I want to help women, but I also want to help children, and I don't know how to do that. Like, I don't know how to do both. I don't know if you can do both. Like, obviously, a social media presence would, if you're trying to do both, like, there's certain things you wouldn't say if you were working with children, or you would do say the things differently, and vice versa. So, but obviously, since then, that's been a year since I've done that course. I'm now working in schools, doing empowerment coaching in schools, and some of that's one-to-ones and some of that's group work, and it's been working really, really well. It's been really effective. And but I still there was still something I was like, I need there's something more here, like I know I can do more with this. What is it? And I've thought about, and it's something I've said for a long, long time, is I want to do retreats, and it's still something that's definitely happening. I was meant to hold my first one in March, but the beginning of the year has been so crazy that I couldn't really invest my time in it. So I postponed that, but it's definitely coming back. There's definitely going to be another one. So retreats, seminars is another thing. Me and my friend Lindsay done one on in February, but it's something I definitely want to do more of. I want to do more going into other people's businesses or with a clientele and stuff like that, and doing more mindset and personal development seminars. But I still was like, there's something more. And I was toying with the idea of doing membership or one-to-ones, but I definitely do not want to do any. Loads of people have said, like, what about doing personal training, blah, blah, blah. But I definitely know I don't want to do programming. I don't want to give somebody a program and a nutrition plan or whatever. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I think that that's very surface level. I think that any form of transformation, and whatever that looks like for you, that might be a personal transformation, it might be emotional, it might be so physical, it might be something to do with your career, it might be something to do with your relationships. Whatever the transformation is, it stems from your mind. And I've said this from the beginning, like, everything stems from a thought first, and your thought then creates your actions, and then your actions obviously create what happens in your life. So I was wanting to have something that is like teaching people about that rather than it being, here's your program. And I also think when people get a personal trainer or something like that, it's like I said, it's quite surface level. So if you just do that personal training, but personal training program for, like, let's say 15 months, but you've not shifted your identity to become in line with who the person you want to become is, then you're only going to revert back to who you always were, if that makes sense. So I feel like when we can help people have a mindset shift, an identity shift, shifting those limiting beliefs, looking at the power that we have within, I feel like that's a huge awakening, and also as an element of forgiveness of what's maybe been and gone, what's happened in the past, because you can't change the past, but it's now about like, how do I learn from these things and move forward? So I feel like a lot of females today need that guidance. They need the guidance when it comes to your mindset, your identity, your how you feel about yourself, your self-belief, your self-worth, your self-love. Because so many women either don't have that or have very little of it, or they maybe haven't tapped into their potential. They're maybe not tapped into actually how powerful they are and how powerful their mind is, how powerful their body is. So I'm building a wee bit of a Facebook community. My friend, who is incredible, she came over and we kind of brainstormed, we kind of body doubled together and came up with like a strategy. So I'm not gonna reveal what it is that I'm planning on doing. But at the moment I'm building this Facebook community. And it has grown from, it was a Facebook community I had when it was in lockdown. So like it's been there for years. And there's an element of me that was like, imagine I just kept that going. Where would that be now? However, I am very aware that at that time and at that place, I didn't have the time or the energy to sustain running that as well. So it wouldn't have got my best. So we're resurrecting this Facebook community, and it had 126 people in it, and it's now got, in the space of like a few days from me actually putting my energy into it, I've got 171 females on that group. And I am determined to have 200 by Sunday. It's Thursday just now. It's Thursday the 21st of March. So I'm determined to have, well, I've got 175. I've just checked this now. It's 175. Woo! So I've got 175 females on my group. I'm determined to have 200 by Sunday. And what my point is here is I have put energy into that. I have put real action, actionables and thought processes and strategies, and I've actually worked on it. And in the space of, I think it's been 3 days, I think it's been since Monday, in the space of 3 days, because it's now Thursday morning, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, I have grown that by, what is that? Oh my goodness, 40, nearly 40 people. And for maybe however long, how many years ago was COVID and all that, maybe like 2 years, it's been sitting at 126 people for 2 years, and in 3 days I've grown it by another 40 people, and I'm determined by Sunday to get it to 200. And this is a Facebook community of like-minded women who want to what like don't want to settle anymore. They want to push for more, and they want to see that, find their potential, they want to lift themselves up, they want to build their confidence, build their courage, build their self-worth, their self-love. And I'm hopefully going to help them and guide them to see that. And it's definitely one step of the mission, and the working with females and helping females find their power. I feel like certainly my generation are kind of stuck in that want to make a change, but maybe don't know how and don't have the resources, don't have the tools to do that. So that's where I'm coming in. I'm really, really excited about it. And yeah, I suppose again, like I said, this is a lesson to anybody that's listening. Energy goes where energy flows, or energy flows where energy goes. If you work on something and you really are relentless with it, it will come to fruition. And I could say the same about my dance school, like 2 years ago, maybe not even that. I nearly closed it. I literally nearly closed it because I was my ego got in the way. I was quite resentful and reactive. I didn't put the work in. I was quite unorganized, and it suffered. And therefore, when I actually kind of pulled up my big girl pants and got my act together, and realized that actually I need a team. I need a team of people who are better than me at things and being okay with that. I need to work on how to run a business. I need to work on my own mindset. I need to work on, like, work on it, like actually put focus into it, actually put energy into it, actually create a plan, create strategies, create focus and create drive and vision. And now I'm sitting in a completely different position with regards to the dance school. We've now just got our own studio space, and it's incredible. And I have an incredible team underneath me as well. I've got, or side by side, I wouldn't even say underneath, they're side by side. There's seven of us. And that's only going to grow more. And I've got a team of like kind of future leaders, another six future leaders kind of next to them who are one day going to be coaches, I hope. So yeah, a team of effectively a team of 13 ready to push school forward. And I have one person in particular who is the backbone of that, to be honest. And she really is my sidekick and my bring back down to earth logistical person. I'm the dreamer and she's definitely logistics. So I just wanted to put that out there. If you have a dream, if you have a vision, if you have a goal, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get there. But what does matter is that you're actually doing the work to get there in the first place, because that is where it's at, is that consistency, like that being relentless with something, that is where that change, that like growth is all at. Anyway, I hope this serves you well. Have an absolutely marvelous day and fantastic week, and I will speak to you next week.